suits of armor were developed back in the Middle Ages. They served as protection during battle. They also became an art. And one metal worker is keeping this ancient art alive. Instead of armoring people, though, he is creating suits for mice. Yeah, you heard that right. Dina Prichep explains.
Suits of armor have fascinated Jeff DeBoer since he first saw one as a kid at a museum in Calgary.
Armor is like one of the first evolutionary defenses against a hostile world. If you have an exoskeleton, you can survive the bite of some other monster.
DeBoer's dad was a sheet metal fabricator, and he spent his childhood playing around in the shop, and had even built a few suits of armor. But they took a long time. DeBoer ended up at art school studying jewelry making. And as he was working with those tiny tools, he had an idea.
Oh my God, I could build a suit of armor for a mouse. And I just remember handing that mouse in, and the teachers were silent. And they said, Jeff, I don't think you have to worry about making jewelry anymore.
DeBoer still makes the occasional piece of jewelry or sculpture, but primarily he's made a name for himself in fine art as a mouse armorer. Sometimes he makes cat armor, too. His work is in galleries and sold to collectors. And yeah, he's heard the comments.
You get those messages on social media, it's just like the big why. Why? Well, you know, why make anything?
This thing that started as something of a joke has become an art. And the armor, which we should note, DeBoer does not put on actual mice, are amazing. Hinged visors to protect a whiskered face, intricately detailed rivets and fittings, and joined plates to cover the tail. They give nod to everything from Viking tradition to Indian empires to samurai helmets.
The nice thing with mouse scale is that you get to do a whole lot of neat things. You get to explore all of the different cultures, all the different forms.
DeBoer recently taught a mouse armor masterclass in Seattle. Students used sanding belts to smooth out wooden shapes to mold armor around. They designed their own armor patterns and then punched each piece out of copper sheets.
Wait for it. There it goes.
And gently hammered and soldered and smoothed them into the finished forms. These students aren't necessarily looking to start their own mouse armies. Tiago Vidotto designs video games and wanted to learn real-world construction to make his virtual creations more believable.
To make something real when it's digital, it needs to have imperfections, because nothing is perfect. So you have to learn where you can add the stress, where it could be a problem.
Student Lori Raubacher signed up because, as a new artist, she wanted to improve her metalwork technique. And also, because it's mouse armor.
I really appreciate the whimsical nature. Like, it's just there to be enjoyed.
And Jeff DeBoer says that joy can also be an inspiration. As a small-scale artist, DeBoer's often felt like the little guy. He kind of identifies with the mouse. And he sees a lot of people feeling that way as they navigate the world.
The idea that the mouse could find an edge, that it could put on a suit of armor and go out there and maybe make a difference. I think that is what we're all dreaming about.
And maybe exploring this ancient craft on mouse scale could inspire people to suit up and slay their dragons. Or just create a gorgeous helmet that could fit on your thumb. For NPR News, I'm Dina Prichep.